This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
People know the Democrats are responding to fear. It is their fear of the most radical far-left voices in their party that has made them decide to obey the demands of the far left and to shut down the entire government and thereby inflict all this pain on the people. And almost comically at this point, the Democrats are still out trying to convince you that this is somehow Republicans' fault.
Speaker Mike Johnson there. And yeah, you know, let's go to our friends at CNN, because they're no friends of conservatives, if you will. But Harry Enten, he's having a good time spinning out the poll results, which do not favor the Democrats right now.
It hasn't. If anything, it's been helped a little bit. Take a look here. The shift in net popularity versus pre-shutdown. When we're looking at the Republican Party overall, that brand actually up 2 points. That's within the margin of error, but clearly it hasn't dropped. Come over to this side of the screen. Look at the net approval ratings for Republicans in Congress. It's actually up 5 points since pre-shutdown. So what we're seeing here is the Republican brand in Congress has actually improved somewhat.
Ruh-roh, what is Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries going to do now? Scott Moorfield is with us. He writes over at Town Hall at townhall.com. Scott, how are you this afternoon?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I feel like the tide is turning just a little bit, because I'm seeing legacy media members maybe dial up the pressure on Democrats, because they finally, I guess, realize they can't spread this lie that the Republicans are the ones that are responsible for shutting down government, because time after time, the Republicans in the Senate keep voting to open up the government.
Yeah. I mean, when you're the one filibustering something, I don't understand how they can blame it on the other side. I mean, but I think eventually when people start losing their SNAP benefits, there's going to be a riot somewhere. And I don't know, there's going to be some people that blame the Republicans regardless, but I think mostly it's going to be on the Democrats. So I think the pressure is going to be ramped up and they're going to have to give in pretty soon.
Well, look, that's going to happen in a few days. And I actually have a montage of some folks up on TikTok and Instagram saying, you know, if they don't get their SNAP benefits, they're going to loot. And I guess, you know, typically I'm not for looting and I'm not supporting looting in this case. But on the other hand, you know, when you hear what they say, you kind of understand these are people who, for whatever reason, and there's a variety of reasons, and some are taking advantage of the system, that rely on the SNAP benefits to feed their families. And when you say there's a riot, I don't know that that's just hyperbole.
No, we're kind of moving into an era, and it's kind of scary where we are, just the civil unrest and the way the left is just galvanized and just kind of emboldened to do violent things anyway. I mean, you look at the ICE stuff, them doing things that if a conservative did it in an abortion clinic, they would be put away for life.
Oh, yeah.
But they can hem in ICE, you know, federal government vehicles and, you know, bust the windows. It's bizarre and get away with. Of course, a lot of them have just caught charges finally. We're finally starting to see that. But we're just entering an era where it seems all right. They just think it's okay to do these things. So I would not be messing with that. I think if I were the Democrats, I'd be like, let's just go ahead and compromise a little bit here and figure it out, because there's going to be a lot of mad people and they're emboldened to do a lot of things.
Well, unfortunately, you might be right about that. Listen to Hakeem Jeffries, number two in the House.
It said what you are asking the Republicans to do right now when they control the White House, the Senate, and the House is effectively what the Democrats could not do when they controlled all three of those heads of government themselves. The 10-year setup for this, the 3-year setup for the expiration of these credits was intentionally put in. It was put in when you controlled the White House, the House, and the Senate. You couldn't get it passed for longer. And so this is a setup that kind of your own creation that you all couldn't extend beyond that. Now you want the Republicans to do something you didn't do when you were in power.
Okay, so this is on MSNBC, of all places, where you have an anchor that's calling out Jeffries very appropriately.
It's not a setup beyond what we could do. We extended the Affordable Care Act tax credits in 2022. For 3 years. The program is working. It's providing health care to tens of millions of people in an affordable way, and it should be continued. It's interesting to us that Republicans decided that they would prefer to permanently extend massive tax breaks for their billionaire donors in their one big ugly bill.
Well, that was a terrible response, Scott. And you know, she kind of caught him there because he didn't really have an answer. And then he pivots to the tax cuts. And then the follow-up to that, and I don't know if I heard what the follow-up was, my follow-up would be, but you understand, if Kamala was in the White House and you were the Speaker of the House, you would have raised taxes on all of the American people. They like to play the class warfare game and go to the rich people, but everyone would have had a tax increase. They just don't want to talk about that.
Right. And when they talk about a tax increase, or a tax decrease for the rich, like in general, even for the tax cuts that Trump oversaw back in his first term, like the percentage went down larger for lower income people. And they always say, well, the rich got a tax cut. Well, maybe they got a 0.5% or 1% or something. So you can look at the raw numbers, but they just don't understand percentages. It's super odd.
It is odd. It really is. Scott Moorfield from Town Hall. Let me ask you this on a different topic, because I'm short on time here. But what's going on? We haven't really talked about this on a national basis with Ron DeSantis and the legislature in Florida on the topic of property taxes, because they're trying to get rid of the property taxes, right?
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Yeah, and I think it's a great idea. You're basically, if you're forced to pay a property tax, you're basically renting from the government. It's absurd. I mean, you have some elderly couple that bought their house 40 years ago or paid their house off 30 years ago or whatever. The place becomes a tourist mecca or something like that. And now their house is worth 5 times what it was, yeah. And then they're priced out of their house and
That's
they have
right.
to sell it. It's absurd. So you do have to figure out some ways to get local and state money. I get that. But property taxes, It's just super unfair. There's so many better ways to do it than that.
Well, you know, we have a situation here, you know, that there's people in the legislature that talk about getting rid of the, sometimes we do this differently in Missouri. It's kind of messed up. We have property taxes on our homes, okay, and our farms and everything like that. We also have personal property taxes, and those are on your motorcycle, your car, I think even on your livestock sometimes, right, Sue? I'm not sure. So we pay, but then the argument is, okay, let's say we stop the personal property tax. If you look at it, and I've lived in other states, so I know some of this, our regular property tax is not quite as high as in some states. But again, this is about spending money. And if you're giving more and more money to government, they are certainly going to spend it. They're not going to save it or kick it back to you unless you do something like this.
Right. I think, honestly, and Virginia does it kind of like Missouri does it, which I'm surprised Missouri does it because they're run by Republicans.
Oh, yeah,
right?
But so some of this stuff goes back, literally some of this stuff goes back decades. That's what you got to remember.
Yeah, so they're basically doing what Virginia's doing. And so Virginians are taxed out the wazoo. My mom lives in Virginia. I mean, it's right on the border of Tennessee, so you can kind of see the difference. You know, they're paying taxes on their income. And then their property and every coming and
sales
going.
Tax.
And
our sales tax is pretty high here, too.
Yeah, and Virginia has a sales tax also. I mean, yeah, Tennessee's is higher because we don't have an income tax or a property tax. But guess what? We also have a balanced budget, so it can be done. You just have to exercise a little bit of fiscal restraint. But there's so many other ways to any sort of consumption tax is honestly going to be better than a property tax. Because that way everybody contributes based on what they consume. So, I mean, there's other ways to do it, but...
Did you say you don't have an income or property tax in Tennessee?
We don't have an income tax or a property tax.
I'm moving to Tennessee. That's what I said. You got a place for me to stay? I'm moving to Tennessee, Scott Moorfield. Always great to have you on. Thank you very much. Take care.
Thanks.
That sounds like a pretty good deal,
doesn't
it? It's
not bad at all.
See if we can get that here.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.